Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and we're beginning today in verse number 8. And we're looking at the thought, the last days, and the promise of the last days. If we were to divide the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1 would be the preparation for the last days, chapter 2, the provision for the last days, and chapter 3, the promise of the last days. Put it in verse number 8 where the Bible says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." I notice, first of all, the Bible says, "But beloved." And here he begins to speak to the people of the Lord. You know, it's not for the lost world to understand, to understand or believe this in the second return or the second coming of the Lord or the imminent return of the Lord, much less to understand the principles concerning the timing of the coming of the Lord. But as far as God's people are concerned, this epistle was written to us, but beloved, to the people of the Lord. And then he says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing." And so we see not only the people of the Lord, but also preparation for the Lord. Be not ignorant of this one thing. You know, there's no excuse for ignorance, especially someone who can read and has a copy of this Bible. Now, understand that we do not know the day nor the hour, nor are we supposed to. We are God's heavenly people. God has never given dates to the church. We're not to rely on dates. We are an eternal people. God has set dates and gives times and specifies dates with the Jew and has and will continue to. And there's prophetical dates that are already set concerning 3.5 years of the tribulation. And we could go on and on with those things. But as far as the church is concerned, God doesn't set dates and never has. But I will say this. There is absolutely no reason that we should be ignorant as to the season. Just as we have no excuse, if we have any sense at all or any senses, as we see the days progress, we can tell by our surroundings what season it is. You can look at a photograph, oftentimes of your house or of some area, and you can tell what season it is, whether it's the cold, leafless winter, or whether it's the bright green of spring, or whether it's the full leaf time of summer, or possibly the turning of the leaves in fall. You can tell the season. Well, the scripture teaches that God's people will not be ignorant concerning the season of the Lord's return. He said for us to be not ignorant of this one thing. So this is a command that we have no excuse to remain in darkness. We have no excuse to remain in our ignorance. And that simply means the lack of understanding or the lack of knowledge. He says this in the latter part of this phrase in verse number 8, not only the people of the Lord and the preparation for the Lord, but then the perception of the Lord. He says that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Do you realize that as far as God's concerned, He is in no hurry. He is not behind. He is not ahead of schedule. There used to be a saying, if the Lord tarries, His coming. Well, the scripture says, he that shall come and will not tarry. The Lord is going to return right on time. But again, He is in no hurry. And He will not be pushed by the course of human events, nor of world affairs. The Lord is in no way impressed by the affairs of mankind, but rather the Lord, in His infinite wisdom and in His timing, a moment or a day goes by at the same speed as 1,000 years goes by. And so the perception of the Lord, God looks at it from a different aspect than we. And so we'll see later this week that some say, well, He hasn't come, so what's wrong? Where's the promise of His coming? Well, may I say, His coming is more imminent than it's ever been. And fewer people are talking about it. Fewer people are looking for it. Fewer people are expecting Christ to return. And therefore, the Scripture says, in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. May we prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may we stand before You, a prepared people. And Lord, would You save the soul that's nearest hell? In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.